Good morning. It is 7:46 with Tom Collins and Laura Mack. Good morning. How are you today, girl?
Good.
Hey, you know, on Wednesday, I was talking about Andy Frame Company taking over the security services over at Jones Stadium, and G-Born not. And the way that I said that just did not really represent the clearest picture. And I offended some people.
What G-Born had been doing.
Yeah. G-Born is event staff, and they take tickets, and they welcome people and direct people. And I did speak with Gary Bourne, and I did want to let you know that, and say, when I said what I said, I was incorrect and I was wrong.
So because security was not necessarily their job.
Security is not their job.
Yeah.
They do their job, and I might add that there haven't been any real incidents of any
and
kind
they do
of,
it yeah, well. They were always very courteous to people as they come in.
So anyway, I know a couple of people that I go to church with that are G-Born and stuff, and they thumped me on the back of the head. And so, hey, you know what? I stepped in it. I said it. I was wrong. Sorry.
You guys are doing a great job.
Thanks. Hey, it is 7:47. Last night, they had the budget hearing with City Council. Karen Gibson made the motion to accept the budget with amendments. On the phone with us now, Councilwoman Karen Gibson.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good.
Okay, go ahead and just lay the amendments down for us. And of course, part of it passed and part of it didn't pass, but tell us what they were.
The two amendments I made, the first amendment that did pass was to reduce the funding and appropriation in the budget on the LPNL side. Of the LPNL budget, the revenue bonds of $15 million, and to reduce the appropriation for the LPNL capital program by $15 million. I can't really tell them what to do with that, but assuming that would be for the smart meters.
Right.
That did pass. The other side, the other amendment I made was to increase the expenditures in the general fund and increase the building inspection cost center budget by $119,000 for two positions, one for building inspector and one for a plan examiner, and $100,000 for remediation on the fire training site. That would be the old training site that is out by the animal shelter for remediation that needs to be done. But it has to be done. That did not pass.
Right. Now, one thing that I think is a good recommendation is the staff additions to the people in building inspection and whatnot. I was over there trying to pull a permit yesterday, and I mean, those people over there are just swamped. They are just flat understaffed.
They're slammed. And these people are, these builders and these developers are paying for this service, and they're waiting. They're having to wait 2 and 3 weeks for plans to get back to them, and that's very frustrating. They're paying for this service and not getting it.
Well, there was a gentleman standing there at the counter yesterday, and somebody said, well, there aren't any examiners available to look at this. And it's going to be like Tuesday, maybe Wednesday of next week. He goes, ma'am, he goes, we got to do this job tomorrow.
Right.
And it was a simple permit, but and I was in there. I was pulling a simple permit, and it took me 45 minutes. And I was
my
just
case proven.
Yeah. So I get it. I'm all about that. Hey, I did have a question from a drive-by. Why did Karen Gibson vote to raise taxes by 2.8% on the first reading? Only Klein and Robertson voted against the increase. Do you want to respond to that?
I do. This is the last increment of the voter-approved tax increase from our 2009 bond election. Back when we had that bond election in 2009, we could have at that time gone ahead and raised the taxes, the full, and it was almost 5 cents at the time, I believe. The council at the time, and it was in 2010, it was right when I first came on council, decided not to go ahead and raise the full amount because we wanted to do it as we did the projects. We could have gone ahead and done that, but we would, in essence, been just using the money that we didn't need. I call it a loan from the taxpayers, and I just didn't think that was right. Obviously, I had that support. We all had that support. We decided at the time to just go ahead and do it in increments as we did the projects.
Right.
This is the last of those increments. We actually approved that Station 19 last night.
Right.
We're doing the last increment. This is that last increment. This is a voter-approved tax rate.
Okay. Hey, Karen, it's 7:51. If you'll hang with us, we'll be back after the break. Good morning.
Okay.
Collins Mack on Friday. Karen Gibson, councilwoman, on the line with us. Good morning and welcome to the program again, lady.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go straight to the phone. Jay, you're on. What's up?
Good morning, guys. The question I have for Ms. Gibson is simply this. The people of Lubbock elected the city council to do their will. The big issues that we're having is LPNL. Why are you not reining in LPNL? And why are you not listening to the will of the people who supposedly own LPNL, and that's the citizens of Lubbock? I'll shut up and let you answer.
Well, I can answer that to the best of my ability. I tried my first step last night, and that did pass. We pulled out the $15 million for their capital projects for the smart meters. As far as the rates, the motion was made to roll back the rates. The mayor and I were the only two that voted for that. The rest of the council declined to do that. I'm one of seven votes. There's some other things going on. I do know the board is looking at doing some things, so they are working on that. I'm working in some different areas, kind of behind the scenes on that. I don't know what else to tell you except that there are some things being done.
Okay. Hey, Karen, I did want to say that I know that everybody's making a very, very concerted effort, not just on the council, but people that are employed by the municipality of Lubbock. For instance, before the budget was even presented, Secretary Loomis had indicated that the budget had been tweaked, and they found $6.1 million, or about 1% of the annual budget, was cut. Also, the people at the fire station had made a reduction of, I believe the figure was about $100,000, $110,000 in the new station that they're actually combining out there at, where is it, 98th and... Where is that, the new station going to be located? I'm sorry.
Milwaukee,
yeah. So that's going to be the dive station. There's going to be a ladder station, and there's also going to be a pump truck station all together right there. So
Correct.
I think that everybody's, you know, got it, and everybody's trying to make this happen. And I know that everybody wants stuff to happen now. This didn't happen overnight, and, you know, it's not all a product of this current council, but you guys are left with the task of putting the pieces together. Now, I know a lot of things, there are concerns about kicking some things down the road.
There are. There's a lot of concern about that. And another thing that we've kicked and kicked and kicked down the road is maintenance on a lot of these old buildings. That's a big problem. You've got... a lot of these community centers around town that are literally just in ill repair. The city hall is in ill repair. We've got a police station that is in dire need of repair or replacement.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And, you know, we've just got a lot of things that we've just put off and put off. And that was my main concern. We're financing street maintenance.
Yeah. We're paying money. We're paying interest on things that we shouldn't be paying interest on.
Absolutely.
Doesn't make sense.
Absolutely.
Hey, Karen, we're out of time, but thanks for being with us. Thanks for your perspective, and thanks for your getting up so early with us this morning.
Have a great weekend.
Problem. Y'all too.
Have a good
one.
Thank you. Bye-bye. It's 7:59 with Collins and Mack. Coming up at 8:20 this morning, we're going to have the Life Institute, Quaker Avenue, Church of Christ. Also, got some more Mrs. Baird's bread for you. Can't you smell it?